AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Army brings charges against Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
Desertion with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, and has referred the case to an Article 32 preliminary hearing.
Army Forces Command spokesman Colonel Daniel J.W. King a short while ago at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Bergdahl was held by the Taliban for 5 years after he walked away from his unit in 2009. The government swapped five Taliban commanders being held at Guantanamo for him in May of last year. Former Army judge advocate Greg Rinke says the Army may be trying to find a way out for Bergdahl.
I don't think they are looking for him to serve jail time. I think what they're looking for is for the defense to put in a discharge in lieu of court-martial. In my opinion, I think the Army would accept it.
The misbehavior charge is the most serious, carrying a sentence of up to life in prison. French aviation investigators have been able to recover audio from the cockpit voice recorder from that crashed German airliner. AP aviation writer Scott Meyerowitz.
Investigators told us that they have actually listened to part of the recording already, so that is a very good sign that they at least do have audio. They wouldn't tell us what was on it, but we do have an indication that there is something, and the recorder was working at least partially.
Three Americans, including a Virginia mother and her adult daughter, are among the 150 people killed in the crash. President Obama says his health care law has had a positive impact on people's lives.
Just 5 years in, the Affordable Care Act has already helped improve the quality of health care across the board.
That's from today's celebration of the health care law. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 283. This is AP Radio News. The White House defends a top Homeland Security official amid seeming favoritism in issuing visas for associates of some leading Democrats. Mark Smith has more.
An Inspector General's report found Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas improperly intervened in three visa cases when he headed the Immigration Service. One involved a company run by Hillary Rodham Clinton's brother. But the administration standing by Mayorkas.
He is a decorated public servant and an effective leader of that organization.
In fact, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Mayorkas has led efforts to reform the program for foreigners who come here to invest.
Questions that were raised were about how effective this EB-5 visa process works.
Mayorkas says he disagrees with the report's findings but intends to learn from it. Mark Smith at the White House.
The lunch meat in your sandwich, the mustard, pickles, and cheese you add may soon come from the same place. Heinz is buying Kraft. The companies expect to save $1.5 billion in the deal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.